Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Bickford. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Vern Bickford. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Boyd. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bickford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a pop-up into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford strikes out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunter. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a fly ball into center field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lawler tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel bunts towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fridley strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cohn, who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Minoso scores. Fain moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, White Sox. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fain moves to third. Boyd moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fain tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyd scores. Hatton moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keegan hits a fly ball into center field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. There goes Groth trying to get to home. Wirtz throws the ball into Young, who relays the ball to Courtney, who tags Groth, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Garcia pinch hits for Vern Bickford. Chico Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Bliska now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Fain reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, White Sox. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to third. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fain tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens juggles the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Groth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Boyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Keegan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 0 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Keegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cohn. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 10-0, White Sox. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Boyd hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Boyd reaches second base with a double. Fain moves to third. Jay Hurd now pitching. Cass Michaels pinch hits for Grady Hatton. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurd fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cass Michaels now playing third base. Bill Wilson now playing left field. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fridley takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing third base. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 1 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Keegan hits a fly ball into center field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Courtney hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Cocos pinch hits for Jay Hurd. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, White Sox. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 3 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young moves to third. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain juggles the ball. That's an error on Fain. Young scores. Waitkus moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, White Sox. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fridley. Fain reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's 12-2, White Sox. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 14-2, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzky pinch hits for Sherm Lawler. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Carl Sawatzky now catching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Hunter reaches third base with a triple. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. It's 14-3, White Sox. Al Simon now pitching. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Clint Courtney. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Hunter scores. It's 14-4, White Sox. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Deering pinch hits for Bobby Young. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Sima covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.